It's on the webpage, so technically you don't have to change that, see, it's you, but it's on the webpage.
Right. Well, I get power of heads up on that, case of, needs to question anything.
Veto anything on it. That's what I get to do, is we can veto the items on the wire.
I'm trying to be good, I'm not always perfect.
Hey Jennifer, no public comment tonight, by the way.
Thanks, Phil.
I don't think you gotta worry about that, that one.
All right, I'll call this committee meeting to order. Six o'clock. First on the agenda, do we have any public comment? None, okay. Next, Treasurer Sampson's gonna give us an update.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You'll turn with page one, summary statement for court. County General Fund 1,000, $4,429,382.67. County Road Fund 2,000, $5,908,884.87. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $4,990,589.90. Animal Welfare Control Fund 3404, $1,558,922.15. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $2,523,984.04. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1005, $940,072.95. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $7,313,301.80. ARP Replacement Revenue Fund 1006, $9,699,216.20.
Scott, I have a question on that first page.
Absolutely.
Bottom right, under County Road, amount not appropriated.
I've got a clerical error there.
Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure.
This is one of those times where I did not verify that bottom with Margaret, and as you can see, I made a mistake. She wasn't there to fix it. It'll be fixed next week.
What was the, do you know which part the error is in, like the expenses?
I'm going to tell you right now that that probably is a, I've got to pull the number off of a appropriation. It's probably an amount available to appropriate, probably the wrong number there.
Okay.
I just have to go back and take a look at it.
All right, that's fine. Thank you.
But we'll definitely have it corrected for next week. Yeah. There is absolutely no problem with County Road.
Oh, I didn't think there was. Yeah.
Page two. As you can see there, you know, we were behind just a little bit last month on county general revenue. We've closed that gap. It wasn't like we were terribly behind, but we closed that gap a little bit. I would still like to be a little above 2023 at this point. But when we're talking about this such a small percentage as we are right now, it could just be timing on sales tax collection, something as simple as that. So as long as we're there, I'm not concerned. If we drop down, then we'll become concerned and start looking for possible remedies there. But we're kind of where we need to be. Like to be a little higher, but I don't have a problem with it whatsoever.
I guess our biggest concern with this one is that county general revenue, we've seen expenses grow in county general, so if we don't see our revenue grow, then there may be some.
And so, you know, we projected, I think, about a 3% growth in county general revenue. I like to get back to October. You know what I mean? Let's see where we are there, because it has so much to do with tax collection. And it could be just as simple as people aren't coming in to pay their taxes as fast as they would, or as early of a year as they did last year. It can be a number of things with tax collection. Oh, yeah. And since tax collection is the majority of our revenue in county general, I'm not putting just a ton into it right now. Now, if we were down a couple hundred thousand dollars off of last year's revenue, that would be concerned, and we'd be kind of really looking into it. But right now, there's just not that much down from where I think we should be, you know what I mean? Page three is sales tax. Sales tax cooled off just a little bit this month. The sales tax for June was $1,176,791.34. That's 0.62% better than 2023. We're still running at 10.21% better than the year. And if you'll turn to page four, total sales tax for the year currently is $7,560,513.07. That's 56% of projected. As y'all know, through June is halfway through our year, and we're in line. We're going to make that projection. Should make it fairly easy. And unless something happens with the rebate or something. Page five is the chart, 3 month moving average versus the 1 year moving average. As y'all know, y'all saw last month that the 3 months moved past January, and we've really come down off of that big high that we had. You can still see that the January number is reflected in the 1 year. You see how it's kind of, how it really jumped up and then it's kind of plateaued off and kind of stayed straight there. Eventually, after 1 year, that's going to dip down because of that, like I said, that anomaly in January. Not going to be concerned when it does. 3 month is still, like I said, still below the 1 year, and it will probably stay below the 1 year here for the next couple months. I'm not concerned about it. Once again, that 1 month of January really kind of skewed our chart. So I'm not concerned. Like I said, we're 56% of our projected. We're going to make that 13.5 million unless something comes up. This time of year, halfway through the year, everything looks just like it ought to. You know, nothing's a surprise, nothing's really out of line, nothing really higher than I wanted to think it would be or lower. One thing we have kind of been working on a little bit is kind of seeing where we are in inflation and kind of seeing where we need to go forward when we're talking about expenses. You know, and we've been talking about this for years. From what I can kind of interpret right now from the consumer price index numbers, we're roughly like 2.93% above where we were when we worked last, looked at it about October of last year. So if that kind of translates out to next this October, we're talking about roughly 3% inflation. So not as high as I'd really anticipated, but also not normal. I would say normal inflation is usually around 2 to 2.25%. So we're still at the 3. But we'll see kind of what trails out here. Just kind of want to give y'all a little bit of heads up on that. You know, budget season's really kind of going to be right around the corner before we know it. 2 or 3 more meetings, we're ready to roll again. So I just want to give y'all a heads up on that and kind of what that's going to entail on expenses and what you want to do with the COLA and go from there. So are there any questions about this or the inflation information or any of that? That's all I have. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Committee members, any questions for our treasurer? All right. See no questions. I'll take a motion on new business proposed ordinance 24-30.
Make a motion to put proposed ordinance 24-30 on the table for discussion.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or questions here on 24-30? I think I might have a question. I don't know. I should have called our administrator. Section 6. Judge or Tom, would y'all be able to speak to Section 6, the $100,000 transferred within ARPA, Revenue Replacement Fund? Was that the money that we set aside for the courthouse?
Yes, so that would be really geared toward two things, or to get two expense streams started. One is for the architect doing the work on the courthouse repairs and long-term maintenance, and the other would be the beginning of some of those repairs, which have already really started.
Perfect. That's all I was curious about. Margaret, this might be a question for you. When I'm reading this Section 6, $100,000 is transferred within the ARPA Revenue Replacement Fund. So that's where that whole pot of $10 million is in the ARPA Revenue Replacement Fund. When we start appropriating things, whether it's for the animal shelter or for the courthouse or for the jail, it all happens within
no, that's
that fund?
Not true.
That's not
fun. We've
okay.
already moved some of that money out of the ARPA fund, 346,
okay.
and we put it over here in this replacement. For us to spend.
Okay.
We did that a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And created this 1006 at the advice of Scott, I believe. And so this is a way to track the replacement. This is revenue replacement of that money that we're going to use to fix the building on.
Okay.
So it's a different fund.
Okay.
I'm making clean this up just a little bit.
Okay.
What's happening here is they're just moving from one commitment item to another.
Yeah.
Money's already appropriated,
yeah.
not new appropriation, not changing funds, nothing
yeah.
like that. The only thing is they're moving that money from a from one commitment item to another. From a four thousand, I think it's a
one fund. Before I moved it.
So the 1,006 is only courthouse.
That 1,006 can be many things. Department 011 is building, drainage, and maintenance. And it's just going from expense code 3018 to, it's just changing expense codes is all it's doing.
So if we appropriate money for the construction of the jail, would that also be in this fund?
Yes, but new department.
New department. Okay. That's, copy that.
This is staying within the same department, staying with the same fund. The only thing here is it's moving from one expense code.
So just like we have county general, department jail, department.
Absolutely.
County clerk.
Absolutely.
This is department building, grounds, and maintenance, aka courthouse work. That's what I need to know. That's what I'm
saying. Am I correct saying that?
You're correct saying that. The only thing is, I don't think the other money's been moved over the fund at this point.
Yeah.
Right, right.
It's
but what
over
I, what
346 at this time.
I was just trying to say it's not going to a different department or
no,
different fund.
Not.
It's all within
the
same thing.
Right line
oh, yeah.
Just trying
to
line out on the right.
Yeah, and we could have not done that because they're in the same category, but we wanted it to be clean.
No, that's fine. That's. Right. I was just trying to look at this and how are we going to be able to distinguish money moving for the animal shelter, money moving for the courthouse, and money moving for the jail.
The department.
And it's that's the department number. That's what I need to know. Perfect.
Also, you'll notice that same thing in Fund 3046. There's all different department numbers for all the different places that money is going.
Yes. Yep. That was my question. All right, Justice, sorry for that. Any other, y'all have any other questions on this one?
Yeah, so would there be, animal shelter, would there be another one created?
That's a harder question, but yes.
There will be another department created just when that money, or have we already created 1,006? I think we paid it out of 3046.
Okay.
I'll have to double check that, but I think we paid that out of 3046. So, which does have an animal shelter fund, I'm correct. I
can
bring some of the stuff up on the phone, but it's
kind of
small.
Oh, no, yeah. Justice, seeing no other questions, all in favor of passing proposed ordinance 24-30 on the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Just to bring it up because we're just chatting about budget season. Like I said, we'll float the idea out there again. We'll talk about it here in a couple months. We might look at one budget day if that's amenable to y'all. Any member on the court can veto that if their schedule does not work for that. But if we want to get together maybe in September and we'll set a date for that to have a budget day and maybe start at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning and just roll everyone through instead of meeting 5 evenings or something like that. We'll look at that. Also, I will not be here. Our next standing budget and finance committee meeting, I have another commitment, so we can have someone chair it in my stead, or we can move it. It's really up to y'all. I don't have a preference. I don't mind if y'all have it without me. That's not a big deal. So anyways, do y'all have any thoughts on that? You don't have to have any thoughts. Yeah, we'll figure it out, and I'll work it out with the judge's office, and we'll go from there. Okay, perfect. Any other business before Budget and Finance Committee announcements or anything? All right, meeting's adjourned. Thank you all.